Our next guest is Matt Stone.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fight and curse.
With his collaborator Trey Parker, Stone created the hit animated series South Park. With its unapologetically juvenile sensibility, the show also incorporates original songs and musical parodies. There are three South Park albums, and the songs of the South Park movie, given full orchestral musical treatment, were even nominated for an Oscar. It is my pleasure to introduce Matt Stone to Now Hear This in our special segment, Guilty Pleasure, Hidden Treasure. Matt, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
This is how it works. A Guilty Pleasure is a CD you hide when your cool friends come over. It's a song that you suspect everyone knows and is probably sick of or might even hate, but you still love it. It's the song you sing in your car. And Hidden Treasure is just a song that you love that you suspect nobody knows. So let's play our game here. Your first selection for Guilty Pleasure. Tell us about this song.
Guilty Pleasure was the hardest thing for me to come because I have so many. But what beat them all out as the guiltiest and most pleasurable of my guilty pleasures was Poison by Belviv DeVoe.
Now, I have to tell you, when this song comes on, my wife makes me change the VH1 classic.
It's one of those songs that it either annoys, and I have to say, there's some parts of it that even kind of annoy me, but there's something about that drum beat that I always, every time I hear it go, and whenever I'm out, I just get psyched and I start dancing around.
Now, I remember when this song came out, it seemed incredibly cutting edge, and like so many things later on, it seemed extraordinarily dated.
This is the way that felt to me. The first time I heard it, God, that's such a brave drum beat. It's so like, you know, the snare saw out front and everything, and I actually would just like go home and try to play on drums because it's really hard to play. Like, in this part too, right here. It's just unapologetically like swing.
It's also got a healthy amount of like love and hate going on.
That's the way you feel about certain girls. That girl is poison. And one time I heard this song, I do remember, I went with Trey on a trip to China. We went to Beijing, and we were there over New Year's. And this was the song. They counted down New Year's. And then right at zero, they played Jingle Bells for some reason. And then right after they were done playing Jingle Bells, they put this song on. And the whole crowd went wild. And I realized that Belviv DeVoe was international at that point.
So do you have this song in your car?
I have it on my iPod. I downloaded it off iTunes. I actually went specifically search it out because I needed to have it, you know, have it on my party mix when I have people over.
So you share this. It's not such a guilty pleasure that you don't share it with your friends.
There's something I want them to know. I want them to know and love it too, I guess. I don't know if they ever will, but I try.
Now we're moving on to Hidden Treasure. This is the part of the show where we ask people to choose a song that they love that they believe the audience is unfamiliar with. You have chosen a Mel Torme's version of Since I Fell for You, which is a really beautiful standard. You made me leave my happy home. You took my love, now you're gone. How did you discover Mel Torme?
I was into Primus and like punk rock, like Bad Brains and stuff like that, and I was always into that kind of music. I never was into love songs. I never understood why anybody wrote any songs about love, you know, like, and then about a year before I heard this song, I had totally fallen head over heels in love with somebody, and it didn't go so well, and I'd kind of gone through like my first breakup or my first dumping, you know, by somebody who I just loved. And Trey was really into this kind of music because he's into standards and musicals and stuff like that. And we were doing a South Park pilot, and Trey's out of the room, and this song, he put on this CD, and it's Mel Torme and George Shearing. And maybe I'd heard the song before, but it just, at that point in my life, slayed me. Like no other song had ever. And then all of a sudden, the whole world crashed in on me, and this song made me understand for the first time, like, oh, that's why people listen to love songs. You say you love me. And then you snub me. What can I do? says love with, like in a way where he still's in love with the concept of love, but just, boy, did he just get dumped. That's the way I read it, you know. And George Shearing, this is like the first time I ever heard the piano that. The piano is so great in the song, too. You know, I'm sure a lot of people could screw up this song, but these two guys doing this song, just I think it's just perfect.
When you're introduced to Mel Torme, it's usually about 5 seconds later that someone informs you that his nickname is the Velvet Fog.
It actually is a good description, though, but, you know, once you know his voice. But if anything, it probably made me that much more unguarded about ever being affected by it. It's like I didn't mind it, but Trey's always playing it, and it was in the background, and it was pleasant music, but I never really listened to it, you know. And if it's anybody called the Velvet Fog, well, that's not my kind of music. I'm into something else. And it just made me that much more unguarded. And this song, it was such a sneak attack. It was such a... I was Pearl Harbor, and this song was the Japanese, let's put it that way. I was slayed by it, definitely. It took me out. So I'll never forget. This song's still one of my favorite songs, and it probably has to do from that first time I heard it. I can't get